Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Greeting, love, and peace be unto you this very day as we enter into this meditation. The text that we're going to use today have been a very splendid text in my life. It moved me from common laboring to doing everything in the name of the Lord. This morning, this will help you deal with heavy loads and things that try to attack your life or your family, things that try to distract you. And the law of attraction is revealed in this text, because now you yield all you do, all your work, all your labor unto the Lord. Here in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Notice the word labor is there. And that word is laboring under pressure, laboring under heavy load, trying to carry things ourselves. But then in the 29th verse, he said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your soul." Notice the word "learn" is in this verse, the 29th verse. The word "meek" is there. And the word "finding rest for your soul," finding rest for your emotion, finding rest for your reasoning or your intellect, finding rest for your memory, finding rest for your imagination, finding rest for your will. Those are five doors of your soul. And then he says, in the 30th verse, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Today is the day you turn all your laboring as unto the Lord. Whatsoever you do in life now, you want to give the glory to God. Even in life, if your load seems heavy, today I will show you how to turn every effort over to me. We're about to make a smooth transition in your life from common labor to knowing how to labor in the realm of the Spirit. Well, God become your source of everything, and all your laboring is carried out by his plan, his purpose, and his power. Today, your yoke becomes easy, and your burdens become light. This is an invitation from God to learn from him how to follow the Spirit, how to hear his voice, how to come to revelation knowledge that God revealed the next step to you, how to walk in the light of God's wisdom, the light of God's understanding, and the light of God's knowledge. In this upstep or this lifting that you're about to experience, you will wear the yoke of God. In other words, you won't do nothing without God's direction. Therefore, life will become sweeter. You wear what we call an anointing of ease in every situation.